Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the living God, because tonight that the Lord has called us into a great work, and we know that this God we serve, He is an awesome God. And so tonight, my beloved, I call you in the name of Jesus, and I just know that I know somebody is going to be on the line with us tonight. Hallelujah. Are you on the line with us tonight? Hello? You see, one thing that I've come to find out about what God can do, amen, tonight's the night that I just praise God. And, you know, I put some on the Facebook about this tonight, and I just declare and decree that everybody that can go there. Because tonight at 8 o'clock, we got a lady that I've met by the Spirit of the Living God, Minister LaJean Bibleport. Are you on the line with us?
Yes, this is Sister LaJean Robinson on the line. Good evening, Dr. Hunter. Greetings to everyone.
Amen. Go right ahead. It's your show. Go ahead.
Well, praise the Lord. I am gospel poet and gospel counselor LaJean Robinson, coming to you from the great city of Houston, Texas, and just coming this evening to expound and explain his story. His story, our Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ, the great I Am, our Creator, our Maker, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And I'm coming to you this evening with a study, because the Lord is not satisfied with this pacification and satisfaction being preached. It's truthfulness and righteousness He want teached for an understanding to be reached. Quite often we read the word, but we need to learn how to study the word. So this evening we're going to study out of the great book of Matthew chapter 13. This particular chapter has 58 verses, but again, this story is a true story. It's not a fable. It's not a figmentation of someone else's imagination. It is the story of our Lord and our Savior, our Creator, our Maker, our Comforter, our Redeemer. Hallelujah. And we must learn, L-E-A-R-N. He wants to deal with us with these words, so we must listen closely. Listen. That particular word, L-I-S-T-E-N, we must learn to break these words down. And we cannot multitask. We must give Him our undivided attention. I turned off my favorite program, the Antiques Roadshow, to focus. But I'd like to read to you right now Matthew 13, verses 45 through 46. The kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls, who, when he has found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Okay, the kingdom of heaven. Let's start breaking our words down. A kingdom definitely has a king to reign. And our king, hallelujah, is King Jesus, who reigns over heaven and earth. It's in the book of Matthew where he gave the prayer, our Creator, who abide in that place of eternal bliss, praised and sanctified and holy is thy identity. One day soon thy full dominion of rulership will come, and everything will be done here on this planet, his footstool, just as it's done in that place of eternal bliss. And we thank him, praise him for providing all that we need, spiritually, mentally, physically. Hallelujah. And we ask him, in the name of his loving son, to pardon all of our moral, spiritual, and financial obligations, and help us to pardon all of those who are morally, spiritually, or financially obligated to us. And in the name of our loving son, Jesus, we request and ask the Father to direct us not to yield unto the old temptation, but to save and rescue us from the evil one. For his Only his is the dominion of rulership and the mighty strength and the triumph of splendor, eternally and forever, over and over. But let's refocus on the scripture. And let's deal with that particular prefix, because we must study as we studied in school. When I say in school, I basically mean Sunday school, the study of God's word. Okay, let's think back to what we learned about prefix. Prefix is before, pre, ahead of time. And that's what we are doing, preparing ourselves for eternal time, time that never ends, eternity. So we are to learn how to listen. When you make a list, that basically means that you take note of. It may be a cognitive note you're thinking with your mind, or you may actually write it down, which is wonderful. Because only then, when we listen, are we able to H-E-A-R, hear, with our E-A-R, our ear. And when we add T to H-E-A-R, we have the word heart, which is where we feel. So we feel with our heart. We hear with our ear. But only unless we take note of and listen. Okay? When we go again here to the 13th chapter of this book of Matthew, the Lord is saying to study, to show ourselves approved, so we can rightfully divide the word of God. Now, it doesn't say that particularly here in this 13th chapter, but that's the meaning, because Jesus is teaching about stories. He's explaining the story, and that's what we must learn to do, to explain and make things plain and deal with words close to the mind or heart, not trying to be very elaborate, but to deal with simple words, to learn. What's a synonym? Do we remember the meaning of a synonym? A word that has similar meaning. So we learn, we remove the L from learn, and we have the word earn. So we earn, that means we work. We work. We work by preaching God's word. And we preach so we can reach each and every man, woman, boy, and girl in the world. Again, we are to gain knowledge so we can explain. We ask, we seek, and we knock. The word of God tells us to ask, seek, and knock. But when we ask, we inquire. When we seek, we are looking. Just as the scriptures refer here about the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking. He's looking for beautiful pearls. And then we are to knock. We knock on the door to gain entrance to history. Let's break that word down. His story. We seek to look and remember. Again, we're going to remove that prefix from member. Remember. Remind ourselves of who Jesus is, who he was, who he always will be. So we read to prepare ourselves to study his word. Over and over again, in order to understand, we have to explain and make things plain. Because I've been guilty myself of just reading his word. We can't just read. We must study to show ourselves approved, so we can rightfully, truthfully divide the word of God and use it, hallelujah, in the way that it should be used. And one of the mistakes that the Lord has revealed to me that we make, we'll take a scripture and just read that scripture, but no, we must study that sentence, study that paragraph, study that chapter, study the book. A sentence turns into a paragraph, hallelujah, which eventually turns into a chapter, many chapters into one book. So we must continually take a look at the book. So tonight I am focusing via the guidance of the Holy Spirit on chapter 13 of the book of Matthew. All the various stories. Jesus told the story about the farmer, the story about the mustard seed, the story about the weeds among the wheat, the reason for teaching with stories. He explained, if we will look here in chapter 13, verse 13, Jesus said, I use stories when I speak to them, because when they look, they cannot see. So blind people can't see. It takes spiritual eyes to recognize that satanic disguise. Spiritual eyes. He is spirit. We must see the truth, and that's why we must teach the youth the truth so they will know. He say that we listen, but we can't hear or understand. So over and over and over again, he's been telling us the same thing the great I Am has since the days, oh my goodness, of Adam and Eve, from Noah through Jeremiah, who wept and lamented. And the story is still the same today, still the same. He's explaining to us and showing us about the hidden treasures and the valuable pearl. And here in verse 47, it says, the fishnet, we ought to be fishes of men, just as the disciples were and are. We are the disciples ourselves, because over and over again we are told to go, to spread his word, let it be heard and told to every living soul. Over and over again, there is nothing new under the sun. Everything we're doing has already been done before. But that's how we learn, repetitiously. Life is a test to separate the righteous from the rest. God desires and deserves the best, although his love is the same for each and every one. He is no respecter of person. So over and over again, you'll hear me repeat myself, because the Lord told me he gave me this gift of rhyme to express and impress on the mind so others will pay attention to what I mentioned. But it's not me. It is the Holy Spirit. I feel it, and he gives me what to say in a special way to get the attention of what he mentioned in his word. And we all have the same assignment, hallelujah, to compel men and women, boys and girls, to know, accept, trust, and obey Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior. So again, I repeat myself. I repent from just reading and not studying. And I pray the prayer of asking the Lord to help me to be a woman who lives and an ongoing and with an ongoing attitude of praise and thanksgiving. And I ask him to teach me to be a true worshiper after his own heart, because I long to worship him in a manner that's pleasing to his sight. But we must learn to seek first every day the priorities that will lead us, hallelujah, and keep us to and through eternity. And I just like to say to everyone that once in life, when I was young, I thought I was pretty and a good looker. I had the attitude of a hooker. But God didn't tolerate that mess, because he desired and deserved my best. I had to be continually told to have a clean soul if heaven was my goal. But then I began to see my friends die, and I thought maybe the Bible was a lie, and I asked God why. He let me know from my youth that the scriptures are the truth. Now, many of my friends with life, they couldn't cope, and some became hooked on dope, and many lost hope. So I thank God that he blessed me with a gift of poetry to speak to myself first before things get worse, and then to share with others. When we care, we'll share. If we don't, we won't. It's just that simple. Quite often, I have to explain over and over again that I may socialize with the wino, the beggar, even the street hustler, even broken bread with the real cow rustler. But again, I praise, honor, and glorify God that we're to go out into the highways and hedges of the world, seeking men, women, boys, and girls to let them know that Christ is the answer, even for cancer. He's a healer. Hallelujah. He's our all and all. And if I am repetitious, I'm purposely repetitious because I'm going to obey. I had to learn, and I'm still learning, how to obey and trust the Lord and do what he say, no matter how silly it may seem, no matter how peculiar it may make me look, no matter who or what happens. Over and over again, we must all grab a hold and hold on to his everlasting arm. You know, the enemy is a charmer. That's why we must wear the full armor. Hallelujah, the full armor.
Hallelujah.
Having our feet shukaya, shod. Just the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth around our waist. Hallelujah. So we can continually trust and obey and do what the Lord say. We must have that shield, hallelujah, that protects, but most of all, that sword of the word of God, hallelujah. That's how Jesus, that's how he defeated the enemy who tried to kill him after he fasted and prayed for 40 days. We must not continue wandering in the wilderness. We have a duty, we have an assignment, and we must stay at our task over and over again. And when we roam in the wilderness, we find ourselves doing the same things over and over again. Why? Because
Why?
We must learn. We must work. Over and over, the Lord isn't going to permit us to continue the shirking when we should be working. So let's not shirk our responsibility, and let's learn to respond instead of react. Only actors and actresses react because they're playing a role. We're not playing a role. Hallelujah. Heaven is our goal, eternal life, eternity. We want to live with him eternally and forever. So we must deal with these words, study this history, learn, earn, and work, preach, reach, teach, look in the book, review the book, take another look, read the entire chapter, see who, what, where, when, who the Lord was speaking to, what was transpiring, where, the location, over and over again. Quite often, we scam, we scheme, we skim over the word of God. And the Lord is not going to tolerate that. We must study, study. There's a difference. How many times do we read the word and forget what we've read? I know I've been guilty of it myself. So we
Likewise.
Must study, review, research, repeat, renew, refresh. Over and over and over again. And I am purposely obeying the Lord by being repetitious, saying the same words over again, because our cognitive abilities must be sharpened. We must read and review. When we get ready, we're preparing ourselves for his return. And the revealer, the holy comforter that shows us everything, we must look with spiritual eyes. And then we must learn how to rejoice and be happy and be joyous in order to receive and accept and reflect on what the Lord is telling us, to think and remind ourselves over and over again and recall and remember what he has done in the past, what he is doing right now, what he will do in the future, past, present, and future. Over and over again, because Christ will soon return. And he's returning for a church without a spot or a wrinkle. So we must clean up our act, and we can't do it ourselves, only through the power of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, the Comforter, the One, hallelujah, the same one that came and set, hallelujah, on the disciples' shoulders as flows of fire, hallelujah, the Holy Ghost, my Lord, over and over and over and over and over again. And I can't say that enough, and the Lord told me not to stop, to continue repeating in a repetitious manner his story, because the Holy Bible is the book essential for our survival. The Holy Bible, this book, there isn't anything that has been written or will be written that's more powerful, more essential, more reliable than this Holy Bible. So let's look at these stories here in chapter 13. Let's look at the reason why he used the stories. Let's implement and apply all that we need to apply. He healed the sick, he raised the dead, and greater works we're to do, Jesus said, than what he did. So we heal the sick. We lay hands on, we lay hold of, hallelujah. We trust, hallelujah, and obey and do what he says. And I just want to say thank you for letting me expound and explain and express myself. I get excited when it comes to the Word of God. So thank you. God loves you. So do I. Pray for me, and I'll pray for you. And thank you so much.
Well, I tell you, you still got the time. But I tell you, you just came up with some powerful packed words. My God, I never heard it like that before.
Amen.
I'm a listener. And I tell you, you just put stuff down there, the story. And I began to look into the Bible. I said, yeah, it is his story he told on the earth rim. So that caused me to go back and do some more research.
Hallelujah.
And repent, yes, and reasoning. Hallelujah. And I want to say, God, Almighty God. My. Amen. Hey, my God. What a, this is what I'm, this, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. And I just said, my God. And she said, the kingdom of heaven, which she went to the scripture, it's like a dragnet, which was casting together, some of every kind. That's what the preaching is all about. My God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. It was so good. And I'm so glad you was repeating yourself. I'm so glad you took the time to repeat yourself. Thank you for that. Thank you for on my behalf for doing. Oh yes, that was the Lord's unction to make you repeat, and you did. You could have repeated over and over. I tell you, you can't like you. But you see how exciting the word gets, and if the audience out there could understand what happens to you when you're up here teaching the word, or when you, it's just like I tell them every week. It's like being in a candy store. You just don't, it's all so good. You just, you stick your hand in there and you pull up a whole bunch and you don't know what to spend. You have to get the guidance of the Holy Ghost to give it to the people. But to have this confidence that we know that the unction of the Holy Spirit will put out there to everybody's ears what is needed for them. But you, I thank God. I thank God. You have been given a gift of poetry, and it should be heard all over the world. It has the way you can frame. Oh, God, that's wonderful. Oh, that's wonderful. But like you say, you still had almost 10 minutes. You had 10 minutes.
I do apologize. I thought I had 10
minutes. No apology accepted. No apology accepted. We eating off the royal table.
We eat the best food. Amen.
We eat the best food. We don't, no. And I always say, like I told you, I'm making you, you want to be on here, you're on it every Monday night, you got it. Until the Lord tells you otherwise. You got it. So you got your work done.
Amen. I love listening on the word.
Hallelujah. And I just see, I go on Facebook and I put y'all on here tonight. Get God Almighty, look at Jesus. I went up there tonight. Oh, I'm getting already excited. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. And see, I just get on here and I said, wow, look at God. My God, I'm on it. He's a mighty God. And I just put some gold. I love you, Father. I put the wool, yes, Lord. Oh, my God, my God. And I just put, my God. And I put this on and I said, blessed are those who find wisdom, who gain understanding. My God, I told him tonight, let me see if I can find this on Facebook. My God Almighty. I mean, somebody you know out there needs some prayer, call in right now because it's open right now. We got 5 minutes of time. But this sister, this woman of God, I want to thank her tonight for many things and just say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for her. When the sister told me about you, she said, you love her. I said, okay. See, I'm like this. See, I always see what a person say, but I've learned not to jump in too fast. But the more I hear you, the more I understand what God is doing through you. And all I can say is, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The highest. Hallelujah. And you know one of the things I just, while we're on the line together, one thing I find is I just give God nothing but the glory, the pure glory. And what God has done for us and to us, now God takes to the next level. It's only God. But I want you to understand, we got a job. We got to pray and believe and receive. For the devil is a big liar. The big liar. He's a liar.
Yes.
He's a liar. He's trying to say, I'm going to make America great. How you going to make something great when you ain't got the power of God?
My Lord.
You ain't got power. You ain't got that kind of power. Lord Jesus, and then also I want to say, we know that the lady who was here with us for a while, she went on, she crossed over. I pray God that everything is right. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Are you there?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We're here. We was getting an echo there for a minute.
Yeah. Okay. Some things I will say, and I want y'all to go on Facebook and you find. I got a whole lot to tell you, not on the line, but after the line, because I know tonight, good night. My God, I know Monday night was a good night. I knew I was up for a whole lot last night for a reason. Nobody was. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Lejean, you invite everybody. You got some friends down there in Louisiana?
Oh, yeah. I have friends all over Louisiana. In Alexandria, in Keisha, in New Iberia.
All you got to do is just tell them, they come on this night on Monday night and hear you. Across the world. They can go from California all around. I have them
scattered all over the world. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I tell you, God is so good to mercy and do it so. Oh, my God, time passes on. But we want you to stay on that because we got this other woman. We got this woman, I'm just going to say her name is, I call her Tika A. Royal Prince of Love.
Amen, amen.
Amen. Glory to God, and good evening. And I was just so excited with Sister LaJean, and I had to join in with the praise, especially since she thought her time was up. But as she said, but Sister LaJean, as you'll see that these weeks, this 30 minutes go so fast. But let me enter in with prayer and thanksgiving. Okay, Heavenly Father, we come into your gates with praise and thanksgiving, glorifying and dignifying you, asking you to let it be all of you and none of me. Your words, your thoughts,
yes, Lord.
Oh, boy, this phone is I bind you in the name of Jesus. But we thank you, Lord, for being God all by yourself. We love you. We praise you. We ask you, Father, for a special blessing on the city of Houston and the whole United States and the saints all over the world. Father, for we know we're in a critical time right here where the president is about to be elected. Please, Lord, don't let us make a mistake, but we know that there is no mistake because everything is in your divine hands. That you're in control. Your word says you raise up kings and you step down kings. Father, you know our every hair on our head, every thought we think. We thank you, Lord God, for being God all by yourself. We ask you to bless KASK. We ask you to bless every speaker that come on. Every word we say, let it be to glorify, magnify, and exalt you. Bless the moderator who's over it. And thank you for giving him the boost of encouragement. Wisdom and knowledge to open up the airways to let people be heard all over the world. We reach. We want to teach one and reach one with your word all over the world. Know you in the point of their sin that they might have eternal life. Because none of us know the minute, nor the hour, nor the second we're going to leave here. We thank you, Lord, for being God all by yourself and giving us the precious Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. I thank you. And
thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hello, Papa Sandra. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm going to ask everybody to mute their phone now so that the Lord can, because I think that might be what's happening. But we thank you all for being, stay tuned, and afterwards I will try and end early so that if anybody have any questions, because I do want to try and give out a couple challenges of tonight. I want to try and provoke people to think about who the Word of God is and what God has, what golden nuggets of slices of apples and cherries and berries and goodness that he have in here. That we forget whose homes we are and whose we are. And we belong, like the sister said earlier, we belong to the Most High God. We are kingdom bound. We are kingdom children. Now, we know in the Word of God that it speaks about the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God. And we want to get into that one of these days, but not today. But we are members of the kingdom. And in order to be a member of the kingdom, you have to have a king. And our king, hallelujah, our king is Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God Almighty. Hosanna, hosanna, hallelujah. But one of the questions I want to provoke you to answer or to seek for you to seek out is in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, the end of chapter 5. Now then, chapter 5, verse 20, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us, implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God, for he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Oh, glory. I'm like the sister said earlier, and I love it for her. I am a thief, you guys. I do steal nuggets from other ministers that edify my soul, because that's what we're supposed to do, is edify the body. So, yes, I like her terminology. I will repeat, because I want you to thoroughly understand. We are ambassadors. Now, you know the United States has ambassadors. We have ambassadors that for here, for China, for every country, we send our ambassadors out. An ambassador is one who goes between, you know. And God has given us that have been indwelled by his Holy Spirit the authority to go in his name. Ain't that something? Oh, glory to God. I get all excited when I really think about who we are. The before me said something that I truly appreciated her transparency, because Monday night, as the pastor just said, I have a lot of shows come on Monday nights too, and I be missing it. But once I get into the word, and the Holy Spirit began to share it through me for you guys, It does. It is a very good release from my shows that I would watch on Monday night. There is no comparison to my shows that I'm giving up on Monday night to letting the Word of God flow through me. I hope y'all understand. I want to repeat it again so you can understand. To eat the Word, grasp it. As I told Pastor Hunter, play the Word. If you can get the Word on tape, CD, or any recording device that you can have it on in your house when you're not doing anything, or when you're riding down the street in your car, I promise you, it'll edify you. It'll feed you like you can't be fed. There is nothing better than the Word of God for those of us who have tasted and seen that the Lord is good. Oh, taste and see, Peter said, and see that the Lord is good. That is one of the challenges I wanted you to know about 2 Corinthians 5:20. Now I want you to come with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, and I'm going to start at verse 6:16. And what accord, I'm reading this part from the King James, New King James Version, okay? Now, what accord has Christ with Baal? Or what has a believer with an unbeliever? What part does Christ have with Belial? I'm going to spell it for y'all just in case I'm not pronouncing it correctly. B-E-L-I-A-L, Belial. And for years I've always heard it pronounced Baal, but either way, it's nothing of God. It's not a God. That's what it means. Or what part has an unbeliever with a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement, listen to this, you guys, what agreement has the temple of God with idols? What agreement has the temple of God with idols? Oh, my Lord, touch those souls right now. Quicken those ears. Open those ears. Let him that have an ear to hear tonight, Lord. Let his heart pant after righteousness. Oh, my God, for you are, do you hear me out there? You are the temple of the living God, as God has said. Now, this is my challenge for you tonight. I will dwell in them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. I'm going to repeat. I will
And that was the new version. I'm going to read it to you from there. Five version right here. What agreement can there be between a temple of God and idols? For we are the temple of the living God. Even as God said, I will dwell in them and with them and among them and will walk in and with them and among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And that's Exodus 25:8, 29-45, Leviticus 26:12, Jeremiah 31:1, and Ezekiel 37:27. And verse 17, listen to this. Come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you, and I will be a father to you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Now, that was back to the New King James Version. That was verses 17 and 18 of 2 Corinthians. Now, I'm going to read it to you from the Amplified, verse 17. So come out from among unbelievers and separate, sever yourselves from severe, I'm not pronouncing that correct. It means same thing as separate. Severe, server, S-E-V-E-R, yourselves from them, says the Lord. And touch not any unclean thing. Then I will receive you kindly and treat you with favor. Isaiah 52:11. And I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Isaiah 43:6 and Hosea 1:10. And it's also in Hebrews 2. Mm-hmm. So I want you to think about those questions tonight. And I want you to bombard the phone line and call in. What do you mean by I'm an ambassador? What do you mean about I am the temple? You are an ambassador. You are the temple. And you are God's sons and daughters. If I want to make sure I make this very plain, all people are not sons and daughters of God, okay? All human beings born and breathing are not God's sons and daughters. Oh, call me and ask me about that. Challenge me on that. Let me tell you why. Are you ready? You only God's sons and daughters if you've been born again. You've been born again, washed in the blood, translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear son. So call me. Challenge us. We'll be on the line tonight. After Sister Pat go off, and you can call and ask questions, because there is a whole bunch of information out there, false information. All people think that they go into heaven because they've been going to church for 50 years. A lot of people think they go into heaven because they do good deeds. They go see the sick, and they give money to the poor, and they give their tithes, all these things. People think they're going to heaven. But there are many, many millions of people. He says, oh, they're going to come to me and say, Lord, did I not do this in your name? And he say, I'm going to say, I never knew you. In order to be
known by God and known of God, you have to make him your Savior. You have to ask him to come in and sup with you. Tell him you want to know him, want to know him in the pardon of your transitions, in the pardon of your sin. You want to know him for eternity. And his words say, once he come in and he sup with you, he will never leave you nor forsake you. Oh, glory to God. God's word is so good. This Second Corinthians is some strong meat. It's a strong meat. It's when you first get saved, we just like babies. You know, a baby. Everybody out there that has a baby or had a baby in life, the baby has to have milk at first for so many weeks. Then it gets on a little pablum. Then it gets on a little baby. I guess pablum and baby food is the same. I'm a 20th century mother, so I don't know. Any case, however, and then, you know, then it starts crawling. And then after it's crawled for so many weeks, it starts pulling up, you know. So this is the same way it is in Christ. Once you're in Christ, you become a babe, and you have to go through all these, and there's hard knocks. So, but you got the assurance of eternal life. Once you get born again, you got eternal life if you continue to the end. Now, takes it away because I don't, but if you don't eat the word of God, you will get, what is it? How do I want to say it? You will become worldly. That's how it is. Studying, as the sister said it earlier before me, study to show yourself approved. Study. Learn how to run reference. Learn how to take a scripture, just like I read 2 Corinthians 6, 16. I will dwell in them. I will walk with them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Now, that scripture has reference, and you can take and run reference, and it'll take you over to, there's a chain reference Bible. I have a lot of Bibles, but one of my best Bibles is a chain reference Bible. Now, according to that scripture I just read you, it has all the scriptures that show that, right? And it has a set of numbers to the side. And then so you go to the back of the Bible and you look for that number. And that number will give you all the scriptures that tell you about God being in you. God being in you. And this is also, I do want to throw out this nugget. If God is in me, and God is in Sister LaJean, and God's in Sister Pat, and God's in Brother Hunter, that just Sister Pat's coming on after me. If God is in us, and say, for instance, Sister LaJean or Sister Pat or Brother Hunter make me angry, and I haven't been studying my word, okay, I'm going to give you a little example out there. And I'm carnal, so yes, I'm subject to say something worldly, foul mouth to one of them, you know, to them if I'm angry with them, and vice versa. Because we have three enemies, the world, the flesh, and the devil. And the king of all of them is pride. Pride is the ugliest thing in existence. You know, pride is a horrible thing, but 90% of your sin is caused by pride, some form. And you'd be surprised at the many facets of pride. You would be surprised. I'm sure Sister LaJean could have really rhymed that one really good. You'd be surprised at the many facets of pride. I got to think of that one. However, so, but if you study in the word, because when you study the word, you learn things that the Lord, it goes down inside you, in your belly. And like Jesus said, and out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. So when you study the word
and you've been eating it on a daily basis, it brings these things to mind, to your memory, and you don't forget them so quickly. So therefore, you won't fall back into your old character, your old habits, your old fleshly desire. Say somebody do something evil to you. Well, the natural, it's natural, as I've told you on this program before, it's natural for us to want revenge. That's a natural thing for a human being without Christ to want. It's natural for a person in Christ, but we resist the devil. This is why the word tells us, resist the devil. Draw nigh unto God, and he will draw nigh unto you. Let this mind, this is a renewed mind. As you all know, the world keeps saying a lot of Christians are brainwashed. Well, we do need a renewed mind, and if that's brainwashed, then you need to pray to be brainwashed, because we definitely need the mind of Christ. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, who thought it not robbery to be equal with God. He didn't think it was robbery to be equal with God. Now, boy, that sounds like some pride would be in us. If for you to even think that I think that I'm equal with God. But see, we can't make that mistake. Let me tell you why. I can't make that mistake because I know on a daily basis I am a filthy rag just washed by the blood. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise be to the name of Jesus. So I want to encourage you to dare God to brainwash you. Dare God to let the mind, ask God, let this mind be in me that was also in Christ Jesus. And they say Jesus had this testimony. He always, always pleased God. And I fear that I don't always please God. I can't say that. I'm not there yet. I don't always please God, but I desire to please God. I love the Lord. I love him. I love him. However, when I say that, you know, like they say, if I point a finger at you blaming you for something, there's always three more pointing back at me. Let me assure you, when I tell you on this radio air that I love the Lord, do you know how many flashes I get of me? If you love me, the word say, keep my commandment. If you love me, love your neighbor as yourself. If you love me, forgive those that trespass against you. If you love me, be kind to the unkind. If you love me, do good to those who mistreat you. Oh, God Almighty, and I told you I love you, Lord. Can I love you that much? Hallelujah. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. I love you, Lord. I love you, and I need you. I need the Lord, you guys. I need him. I need him. I need him. I cannot live 1 minute. We had a death in our friendship today. When death comes near you, it's God trying to remind us that we must follow too. Because we don't know the moment. We don't even have a clue. We don't know the circumstances of our death. We don't know when we're going to die, how we're going to die. But, oh, glory to God, let it be. Let me be walking in the light, proclaiming the name of Jesus. And if the Bible says in Acts that some of us will even die and going to be persecuted. These are things that's going to happen to some of us. And believe me, once you get born again, the devil gets angry and he throws all his enemies, his angels. The devil has angels. He throws them all against you. But God sends his angels and they protect you. And you become in the palm of God's hand and he's our shield. All this time has flown. I got 5 more minutes. So I want to, there were so many things I wanted to share with you. But in my red book called the Prayer Book, I want to share this with you for these next 5 minutes. Prayer for mind cleansing and clarity. Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the name of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, we ask you, according to John 14:13-14, to watch over our minds with the blood of Jesus and cleanse out all darkness and all thoughts that are contrary to you, to your will and destiny for our lives. And let me read that again. To wash over our minds with the blood of Jesus and cleanse out all darkness and all contrary to your will and destiny for our lives. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to shut any doors that need to be shut, whether spiritual or natural, and to open any doors that need to be opened, whether spiritual or natural, in my life, in our lives. Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us and each person I have prayed for today clarity of vision, clarity of sight, clarity of thought, clarity of mind, clarity of knowing, clarity of hearing your voice according to John 16:23. Amen. Glory to God. And I just want to say thanks to the Holy Spirit being in this place and teaching through me tonight, because it is only God I give all the glory. I have no power but what God himself has given me. And he's given me much mercy and much grace this night in Jesus' name. Thank you, God.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. And you know, one of the things that I will say constantly, what God is doing, hallelujah, I done got drunk. I don't tell you, I done got drunk on much of this word already. I'm just sitting there rocking like a baby. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
But God is
amen.
So good. He's so good. Amen. Yeah. And so he's good. My God, Almighty, I've got people. I'm just floating. I'm just saying, okay,
I
Lord.
I know you are, because I am over here. I'm over here, buddy. If my ceiling fan wasn't on, I'd be on the ceiling. I'm telling you. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Well, can we just imagine when we get to heaven where God is? All right. Oh, my God. Wasn't that, I know we got the 3792 just dropped, but God bless her over she is. But all I want to say tonight is we got this woman that's coming up again, and we just got Patricia Johnson. Are you there, Patricia?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Patricia? Pat? Is she there? Well, praise God.
Somebody say
well, that's all right. But let me, while we're on the line together, one thing that I sit here and I've been giving God the glory, giving God the praise, and see, when I asked God for this radio station, it was about when KSBJ came into existence. Now, I don't mean to be pushy of telling you what it is. almost 30 years ago, I was the first black vice president of that radio station. And because they knew what I could do, and out of my own stupidity, I allowed it to happen. It's up there on Wilson Road. This man had property. And they said, well, we want this property. I said, we don't have to pray about this property. I was a younger man, hallelujah, than it was him now, but praise God. And I spoke the word. I said, God said we can have this property for $125,000. They looked at me like I was crazy. I said, go tell a man about it. The man said, well, I wanted $150,000 for it, but if y'all got $150,000 cash, I'll take it today. The property is now in existence because of what we did. And I tell you, when God, when, see, there's many things I never tell, but I have to let some people know. You got to put a pace setter. I set a pace on many things that I've done. Some things I've done wrong, but God has forgiven me. As I was telling the people that I, the day at 12 o'clock on the prayer line, I said, well, God, see, God is not going to kill me or murder me or throw me out. He's going to chastise me. He's going to get in my chest just for me and say, son, you were wrong. Now, you know you done wrong. You done wrong. Oh, Daddy, forgive me. He said, I forgive you, but I want you to know you got to pay the penalty for it. I'm not going to push you out of my He said, but I know.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God Almighty. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
All I want to do is tell you with love tonight. There's much done, and there are many people that want to have what God is saying. And there's a lot of work. And see, I've been praying for God to give K-ASK radio station. See, Blog Talk Radio takes us around the world. And it, when it leaves, see, you got AM and FM. You got the amplified modules, modulation, and the FM, the frequency. And they're real tight. But the one we have, it spins around the earth, and nobody can control it. When we get on there, we got somebody that's tapped in and plugged in. We come to this nation up there in Washington. They the ones let us spin out of there. And we got license.
Thank you, Jesus.
We go. I said, look at here. We're going around the world. People in Africa hear us. If they can pick up the same, they can do it. But see, God has made it so possible. As I was telling somebody else, that God has made it so possible for all of us. When we want to have a prayer line on this radio station, we can get free conference calls, and everybody can get. And they got these cameras now. Everybody can see each other. If you want to see some hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And so I'm believing. All I want to do is press my way in. Because the kingdom of God is at hand. It's at hand. And I tell you, when I took the first dip of that teaching, the woman's sister, I call her name Lejean. I said, oh my God, this is better than this. This is like butter pecan, but it even got better than that. It's called holiness. I said, my God Almighty. And how she began to break those words down. I said, honey, you thought you know some. I don't know nothing. I got to go back on this thing, man. I tell you.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
But I ask God, we pray one for another. Here's what.
Amen.
The devil is a lie.
Yes, he is.
And I like to just made one statement clear. She said, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. She said, ain't what, that's not the word. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. coming through, God. I went out and said, oh, my God, oh, dummy, dumb, dumb, dumb,
yes,
dumb,
Lord.
Dumb, dumb.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
well,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But sometimes God will give us an opportunity. And I look on what's happening in the world right now, and all these different ministers out there are calling. They want to, Lord, help me to do what you call me to do, because I'm not the same. I came out of the Baptist church. I've been in the Methodist church. I've been in the Catholic church. I've been in the Methodist church. I've been in here, and I've been, because I done learned, because God shifted me around. But when I stood with one place with John Osteen while he was alive, I learned so much behind the scenes.
Oh, glory.
I was a person by the gun for 20 years. I learned so much, and I thank God today. I thank God today. And I try to tell some of my brothers in the ministry, I said, look, stop being so stingy. Now, I'm going to use that word stingy. Stop being a cheapskate.
Yeah.
Sometimes they got their buildings. They won't let nobody use them. Well, we got to charge you for the use of the building. You know, we got to pay. I said, what? No way, and you want some money. Well, you know, we got rules. I said, yeah, God has rules also. I want to abide by his rules. But I don't want you to go up there and try to make an arm and a leg off of me, you know. And the reason why, we just got to pay for the pastors. I'm a pastor. I'm just telling you, we got to get rough on ourselves. Because we got to leave the pulpit and get out there in the streets. Some of them don't want to do that. They don't want to do that. Well, they say, well, you know, the deacons, they're going to take the table. I know what the word says. Hmm. But we have to come to a reality in this life.
Oh. Right.
Now, there are a lot of the pastors I know don't. No, man, we don't let the one come up in our pulpit. No.
No, I have mercy, Jesus.
You know what? Well, you know, a woman, I said, no, I don't want to hear that, brother. I said, I'm going to tell you something. That's why I said, the reason why some men don't know, if you go back and read the book of Proverbs, you said a woman began to teach that young man while he was under his mother's teachability. And I told him, I said, brothers and sisters, we got a work to do before us, my beloved. And I prayed, and I'm praying. And God has lined up a group right now on the radio station with me. Y'all don't know how excited I am. Y'all don't know how excited I am. The devil told a damn lie and it spit back in his face. I didn't
believe it. In the name
of
Jesus.
I didn't receive it, but I kept saying, devil, God said through Jesus Christ, I can have it, and I'm going to have it. I got it now. I'm sitting right here talking around the world. Somebody listen. See, we got
some
problems in New York City. We got some problems now. And let me tell you something. I got to just spill it out. See, this guy they call, what's his name? Trump. Trump is nothing but Hitler. He got your hands up like Hitler. He says, I want you to swear. I ain't swearing to no man just like me.
Yeah, he sure did. He certainly did tell him. I'm telling you, all the people was raising their hands.
My God. And I said, what's going wrong with some of these people? But you know what? It can't be so much of the black folks, because a lot of the black folks now, I was with a guy. Oh, I love you, Lord. I got to say, Lord. Today I was in my Rolls Royce, and I was riding around the city looking, and told my driver, I said, driver, if we go this way, we can get that way. He said, but I got to follow directions. I said, yeah, I know. But I'm telling you, I know this area. See, teacher on the line with me tonight, if you know the word, don't you feel bad by telling me, brother, huh? That's not the way God said it. Tell me.
Hallelujah.
Tell me. Don't lie to me now.
Amen.
But tell me the truth. And that's all I ask, because I want to see Jesus. I want to see myself. And I want to see him, because Yes, Lord. See, the devil is nothing but a liar. The devil told me that I couldn't do this. When they told me you got cancer, I said, no, that cancer don't belong to me. I got the report here right now. I told the devil he couldn't do a lie. I got the report. I keep it as a witness. It says tissues with focal atrophy, no malignant identified. No malignant identified. No malignant. No.
Praise Jesus.
I said, can't find nothing. Yeah.
All glory. Well, Christ is the answer.
15.
Christ is the answer. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
They couldn't find nothing. And all of a sudden, I was standing coming back into my house that day, and I, you know, sometimes when you done been through the changes, I stepped out of the car and slipped and fell, and there's my daughter said, Daddy, we're going to take you to the doctor. Went there, and the doctor said, well, what's the nothing news? Old Arthur done hit you. I said, old Arthur's a lie. I'm going to let him know this thing on. He's a lie. He got to leave. How I know he got to leave? Because what the Bible says in 2 Peter 2:24, by the stripes that Jesus Christ took on his for me, I am healed.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I am healed.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
I talk better than what I've talked before. I love God. And I know there's a great work for you for all of those radio stations. But even greater, because there's some things I'm saying right now, but I already got it together.
Uh-huh.
My God, I got it together already. Praise the Lord. And see,
Amen.
See, somebody is going to hear what you're saying. Because they're going to go not only on Facebook, they're going to go on YouTube, behind the scene, in the scene, by the scene. Because the time has come. And I said to people on this radio station, there is no. God, and he wants, all I ask you, whatever God say, do it, you send something. And if you don't do it, that doesn't bother me, because God keep the money coming in and gotten it set up so I can get it set up. And you know what? God used my grandson. Thank you, Lord. He's only 14 years old. And I told him, I said, grandson, I said, I'm having a problem trying to get this YouTube posted. He looked at me and said, well, Grandpa, are you ready? He said, yeah, he gave me 1, 2, 3 things to do. He said, do this and do this, and you're right there. I said, look at that.
Amen. They know.
Amen.
Look at this. I said, nobody but God.
I didn't want to
get too ashamed of my grandson. That's Mr. Logan. I could call him Mr. Logan. He's already 6 feet. He's growing up. And I want to thank God. But you know, tonight, anybody got a prayer request? Anybody got a prayer request or statement? Something they want to say for the time we have on the radio station. This is your time, and it's our time. Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then let me just say this here to Lejeune. I want to thank God for you being a part of what we got tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want to a royal prince's love. The Lord keep you and bless you. and to Princess Patricia, I know she's got some issues, but she's gonna be all right. She's gonna be all right. She got some fights going through. But you know what? I'm gonna say what God has showed me. God told me, and I told people, I said the reason why God could have let me come home 4 years ago, but God left me here for a reason. And that reason to do exactly what I'm doing, because I am not afraid. I'm not afraid. And I walk
there.
I'm not afraid.
I'm not afraid. Oh, hallelujah.
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 See, God, hallelujah. God can speak, and God is my life, and God is all. And I want to just tell y'all, I want y'all to continue to pray for a lady by the name of Martha Hunter. That's the one of my heart.
Mm-hmm.
That is of my heart. That's my first girlfriend.
That's right.
The first mother of my children.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend right now. She don't like me to talk like that, but you mind.
Amen.
But that's you mind.
And Jesus, we said.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen, amen.
49 years.
A half a century. Hallelujah.
49 years.
Thank
you. We were sitting back the other day, you just talking, we said, if we'd have done some things that we know now back then, we'd be, oh, man, that's the book. We're still off. We still ain't nothing but a lie. And see, I don't mind telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
The Messiah has come. He's come.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
And I want y'all to know when y'all got the, computers, your laptops, you can go on this radio station and pull up any one of them that you see on that. Well, your name is on that, and you can listen to it. You can download it. Ain't gonna cost you nothing. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. So, tonight, I don't like to put you on the spot. Le Jean.
Okay,
Will you take us out in prayer?
Certainly I will, in the name of Jesus. I come to you in prayer, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we just come saying thank you. We appreciate you. We're just grateful. And we implore people all over the world, all over in Africa, all in Russia, all over the world, everywhere, Lord God, to know, accept, trust, and obey Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior. All those who are serving time or have served time in prison, Father in heaven, the hungry, the homeless, not to be afraid. Call in. We are willing to pray for you. And Lord, we just pray for them right now, name by name, one by one. You know who they are, Father in heaven. Those who are roaming the highways and byways of life, Lord, who may think or feel that they are not worthy, Lord, let them know that we are all, hallelujah, your children, that they can come to you, hallelujah, and ask forgiveness, Lord God, that they can just come, hallelujah, and say, Jesus,
hallelujah,
I love you. Lord, we just lift up. We lift up, Lord God, ourselves to you, Lord, asking you to teach us and show us how to serve, Lord God, how to serve to more, Lord God, how to reach out to more through this radio station, Lord, to every man, woman, boy, and girl in the world. And we say thank you, Lord God. We pray for each and every one of us, Lord God, to go with us, lead us, and guide us, Lord God, and help us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we just say thank you for it, dear Father in heaven, because we have faith and we believe and receive, hallelujah, that all things are possible, Lord. And we know that our weapons of warfare are mighty through you, only through you, to the pulling down of every stronghold. We bind and rebuke everything that's not like Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for those who don't know how, Lord, who are ashamed, who think that they can't be saved. Let them know that everyone can be saved. Hallelujah. And that your love is great, 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 great. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we love you. We praise you. And we thank you, Lord God. And we ask you, hallelujah, to send us. We'll go. We stand right here, Lord God, in the gap and intercede, Lord God, and intercessory prayer and love, praying for those who are incarcerated, those who are in hospitals and nursing homes, Lord God, those who, Lord God, don't know you. in the midst of their sins, Lord God. But we just say thank you, and we love you, Lord God, and each and every one of us, Lord God, our families, Lord God, biological, the Father in heaven, and the whole body of Christ, Lord God, and just all of us, the Father in heaven. I don't want to leave out anyone in the name of Jesus, Lord. We love you. We thank you, dear Father in heaven. We glorify your holy name. We say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The high praise. So be it, Lord Jesus. Amen and amen. You all forgive me because I get super excited. I wanted to start calling them out in those countries all over the world that I know. I wanted to start calling their names over there at 50 Sandy Street, over there in Freetown, in Sierra Leone, all everywhere. In the name of Jesus. So you all pray for me, hallelujah, that I will be expediently obedient. And my son, Alfred Ray, that we will do what the Lord has for all of us to do for our destiny here in this pilgrimage on earth.
Hallelujah.
Because I go on and on in the name of Jesus.
One thing that I say, the louder we know, the higher the praise goes. The louder
Hallelujah.
The praises go up. And the Lord say, oh, that's that group that we've been trying to stop. But every time we try to, something happen. Lying thing.
Hallelujah. We praise, hallelujah. We praise you. When you take that thief and praise, you have raised. So we raise our voices to you in the name of Jesus. When praises go up, blessings come down.
Blessings come down, Lord.
Yes, yes. We say thank you.
Thank you all, pray for me.
I get radical for Christ in the name of Jesus.
That's what we need. You got the sword going and slice. Left and right.
Hallelujah. I love you all, each and every one.
Hey. Amen. And I want to just thank y'all, and we just believe that God is doing something. I know this. See, I got a word from somebody today, a prophet, and Apostle Newsom sent me a word. He said, something good is getting ready to happen to you. And I sent it right back to him. So is you all.
Yes, amen.
Something is happening to you. Something good is happening to you. The one thing I love about John Osteen when he was in the earth realm, he'd always say, I got my hands on you and I'm praying for you.
Mhm.
I got my hands on you on the radio station. I'm praying for you.
Amen. Amen.
That was a great man. Great man. But I have to live in this earth realm we now live in because there's a lot of work to be done. But also,
amen.
We're just going to stay in contact and stay, and we'll come together slowly as God bring us into fullness, and we just to pray for one for another. Because we need prayer in America.
Amen.
So the Lord loves you and keep you on. Tell me it again. God bless you.
Amen.
Remember, next Monday night, peace.
Amen. Thank you all.
Amen.
Love you all much. Bye-bye. Good night.
Good night. Woo. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, I think I turned the phone on. Thank you.
I'm following the proper protocol. Yeah. Amen. And that's just wonderful and beautiful. And I tell you, Dr. Hunter, I pointed it from me to the line of red, like you say, there are people listening around the world. I said, well, I don't know. 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 Well, many of us won't tell you the truth. Share with them how God saves from going around. Share how he stopped you from coming to that meeting. Share how he stopped. You know, we, so many of us, we didn't sit up in church and act like that. Oh, the holy life, all this, all your lies, that's all you want to find. Tell the youth the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So you are running around. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Look, Dr. Hines, they asked me to bring the message one time. The church is off the men. You know, the word of God sent to the church will be sent. I'm about to change my wife. I feel those idols and those gods to those women. Pull them down and do something. And at the temple, they had male and female prostitutes at the temple. And they were dancing around the pole, worshiping the God of Asherah. And the Lord, I said, Lord, I think this is what they tell them. And the Lord said, you know, who would have thought that the pole dancing would be sick to come out to see this? And God said, and Dr. Hines, I tell you, when we look, I said, my Lord, you got the one thing. Now, after the gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, all those letters were written in the church after the food. No stages went from Paul, if you write to those letters three times. And once from Ephesus, and then in first and second, and they, ooh, you're talking about home, around, and fornication, and adultery, and a lot. Ooh, I'm saying, now, the last thing, who do you think, Satan, how do you think, did not say my kingdom will be made up? Jesus. And when you were talking about John Osteen, I saw how John was a friend of mine. Mother Myrtle Jefferson, Myrtle Jefferson was introduced. And I had opened some apartments in April, let's see, I remember the day talking, the day she was in town, April 26, 1974, that started for 22 weeks. And I said, Val, I opened those apartments to me. And it was free. You never know them watching you. So somebody needed some help, and I had gone down there to Lakewood with Mother Jefferson. And so, I heard you, Ms. Robinson, so you fired up in the Cadillac. So I heard you fight with them Jews, and you don't put nobody out. You get people up. You say, anybody you get with their room, just let me know. And I did a couple of times, and I was in the Robinson. Just call, and I'll just send a check to you. He said, because stand up. He said, keep on fighting. In the name of Jesus. And, I tell you, someone who loves the Lord, who speaks the word, and who, I saw a lot of people that are on the front. It was Jesus the Lord, and he said, I want you all of it. In the name of Jesus, because I'm hurt from this thing in Jesus. And in the teenager, I want one time, I'm tough. Yes, in the name of, and they won't have a child. I said, well, in the neighborhood where they were, it wasn't an upper class social demographic area. It was all that particular area right there. It always been multi-coach.
We all said now.
Very now.
So I just been saying, Lord,
my goodness, I look now like David and Greg was mentioning earlier, a lot of churches, with the television, you can reach around the world. It's on the YouTube, My Witness, Facebook, Twitter, and yesterday, you know, I was going to the Corinthian Magazine. You know, see, we got the, it just gets me. I have to pray for myself and ask the Lord to help me, because you see in every church they gripe and complain about the text. This and that, and some of them been sitting there 30, 40 years between 4 or 5 pastors and don't want to do nothing to complain about everybody. So if you don't serve in that church house, you'll serve on the outside. You got to reach out and get,
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. And that's it. That's just showing respect. Hallelujah. Maybe you can put it to my uncle, Mark of Luke, because that's the way he put it. In the name of Jesus. He was my father.
I never heard of him.
And you know, you sent me back to my childhood, or when you were in all the churches you were in. I was born in college. And if you go the old way, I would go to the evening.
You are
Mm-hmm.